Thank you. Thank you, guys. Honestly, it's really honoring that you guys are all here and you guys honor the word of God. Amen. It's pretty awesome. These last couple of weeks, or this starting last week, yes, it started last week. We want to go over some things that our church stands for. Amen. And can anybody remember what Paul taught last week? From the core values, yeah, but what core values? Or 2 weeks ago, I'm sorry. It was an intro, right? But can anybody?
Mantras.
What was one of the mantras?
Just kidding, just hurts.
Just kidding, just hurts. Amen. Does anybody remember another one? Read our Bible every day, amen? Anybody else?
Good choices, good life.
Good choices, good life, amen? If you guys are on your phone and you're texting, get off your phone right now, amen? We're going to keep reminding you guys that kind of those kind of things because it's important that you guys come to church to honor the Word of God. You guys could honor your phone, hang out with your phone all day, every day, whatever you want. I can't change your life, but when you come to church, we have to uphold and honor the Word of God, amen? Amen? Amen. Daniel, what's going on? See, they have their pens and see, this is, we honor this right here too. Look, pens and notebooks and everything. Amen? Amen. So maybe that should be like a new thing, like no phones, only pens and notebooks. Because honestly, like how quickly do you get distracted when you get like Chanel underscore Fernandez liked your photo that you posted yesterday, or Shayla Cohen liked your photo that you liked, you know, that you posted yesterday, and then you're like, oh, she liked my photo, instead of, you probably missed what the Holy Spirit wanted to tell you that second, that moment right there. So I'm going to talk to the leaders about this, but maybe we'll just say, hey, put your phone in a bucket when you walk in or something. I don't know. Who knows? But anywho, let's pray before we begin. Amen. And God has an awesome word for you guys tonight, and I want you guys to be encouraged, and I want you guys to be excited too. Amen? Amen. So bow your heads and close your eyes. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for tonight, Lord. I thank you, God, for the word that's going to be brought tonight. Father, let it be the Holy Spirit speaking through me, not me, Lord. It's not my opinion. It's not what I want people to hear, but we want your Spirit speaking, Father, and your word, the one to bring conviction, Lord. And as we allow the word to enter our minds and our spirits and our hearts, Father, that the word will have effect for a long term, which will lead us to eternity. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Tell the person next to you, I love you. It's good to see you in the house of God this afternoon. Amen. Who came to church Sunday morning? Who did not come to church Sunday morning? Say, ouch. No, I'm just kidding. No. Hey, what did we learn Sunday morning? Raise your hand. Yes. Huh? Anchored, yes. But what was one of the... Yes. People are important. Amen? Turn to the person next to you and say, you're important. You're important, Brother Paul. Every person in this room is important. I said every person in this room is important. Our biggest example is not like a famous author or rock star. Jesus is our main example of putting people first, amen? And we're going to go over a few stories this afternoon where we'll see how, if you read from the beginning of the Bible, you'll see God's heart for people, amen? When he created Adam and Eve, his heart was to be with them all the time. Amen. See, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. You know that, right? So a lot of these stories are going to be familiar, especially if you've joined OSL Level 1. Who's been through Level 1? Amen. If you haven't, I encourage you to do so. You'll learn some of the basic stuff. I remember I used to play in a band back in the day, and our heart was to travel the world, but we only traveled in California, right? So... But we called our little tour Back to Basics Tour. And our thing was we wanted to share with people just the basics of God loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus came to this earth to die for you because he wanted to have a relationship with you and restore what the devil came to destroy. Amen? Amen? So really this series is really back to basics. What is hope really about? Amen? What are our pillars? What do we believe in? And this is a critical one, because sometimes there's a Dr. Radke poster. I don't know if they still have it in the back, but it says, it's like, I'm going to change it because I don't remember exactly, but we got all these things done this year, right? Yeah. Can anybody remind me what it says exactly? Go ahead. Now, what did God want us to do this year? Like, we did all these great things that we wanted to do, but, and somebody says, wait, what did God wanted us to do this year? See, sometimes we do everything, but really we don't do nothing. You know? We do everything, but we really do nothing. Because we're establishing our kingdom and not God's kingdom. But not this church. This church, we're establishing God's kingdom in Pico Rivera, amen? We're establishing what God has called us to do. Amen? I remember walking into this church. Honestly, I wasn't attracted to the music. I'm just being honest. Amen? But I was attracted at Pastor Drew's sermon and his love for people. And that's something that I always just, when I think of Pastor Drew, I remember his smile and his, like, blue eyes. Right? And that's not me being weird. I just think of Pastor Drew and I think of his smile. And he, like, honestly, I don't remember Pastor. When I think of Pastor Drew, I don't think of him like being like upset or angry or nothing. I remember his smile and his love and his long suffering for people and people that are under him. Amen. That's a replica of Jesus. That's what Jesus was. Like, Jesus walked around, like, loving people, and then he, like, loved on people, and then some people got offended because he loved people so much. That's what God does. God's love offends people because people want to be miserable, and they just want to walk around all pissed off all day, every day. So when they encounter, if you hear Pastor Tamara's testimony of how she met Pastor Drew, Pastor Drew bugged Pastor Tamara because he was so happy all the time, and she was like, why is this guy so happy all the time? This guy's just a fake. But with time passing on and she realized, hey, this guy is a real deal. And that attracted her to him. Amen. So guys, single guys, amen. How many single guys are in the house? Not me. Don't go looking for a girl, because honestly, all you got to do is love God. And as you love God, girls are going to be attracted to you because they're like, there's something about this guy that's attractive. It's not maybe not his looks. Maybe it is, but maybe it's not his looks all the time. But there's something attractive of this person, and I want that. Amen? Same thing with you single girls. You guys don't have to waste time in looking for a guy. You just have to love on God. Amen? Love on God. Everybody say love on God. And as you mature and you fall in love with Jesus, there's going to be guys that be like, man, there's something attractive about that girl. It's not just her looks. It's something else. There's something that just, and trust me, God will bring the right person to you at the right time. Amen. Everybody say it, the right time. Right time. Amen. But we're not here to talk about dating or the right time. That could be another sermon. Amen. Amen. So again, we're going to go back to the basics. So if you've read these scriptures, we're just going to run. I'm just going to shoot you guys with a bunch of scriptures right now. Proverbs 8, chapter 8, verse 30 through 31. Amen. This is Jesus speaking. Then I was beside him as a master craftsman, and I was daily his delight. Who learned this from OSL level 1? Amen. Rejoicing always before him. So Jesus is before his Father God, and he's daily his Father's delight. Oh, my son, I love you. You're so beautiful. I love you, my son. But look at where Jesus' heart is at. It says that he was rejoicing in his inhabited world, and my delight, Jesus' delight, everybody say Jesus' delight, was with the sons of men. Who's that? That's you and that's me, amen? His heart has always been to love you, amen? His plan has always been for you to be with him. Pastor Drew says something on Wednesday Sunday, that a lot of you hear this, you hear politicians say this stuff, you hear teachers say this. We're all God's children. We're all God's children. If you were here on Sunday, what is that an accurate statement? No. We're all God's creation, yes. But you and I have to make a decision to come into the family of God We're no longer adopted to sin, but we're adopted to God. Amen. And when you say, Father, forgive me for my sins. I want you in my life. Come into my life. He's rejoicing. Amen. He's rejoicing, saying, you know what? They were my delight before they were even born. They're still my delight. And I'm so glad that they made the decision to be in my family once again. Amen. Everybody say, thank God for Jesus.
Thank God for Jesus.
Woo. I'm out of shape. Amen. Another really, really old and famous scripture, John 3:16. Amen. This is just, remember, just laying the foundation for God. Everybody say so, for God. So loved you and I, the world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Who wants to have everlasting life tonight? Amen. For God did not send his son into the world to what? Condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes, everybody say, he who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God, which is what? Which is who? Jesus. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that he came to die for you and I, and you say, Lord, forgive me for my sins, it's that easy, guys. God will come, Jesus will come into your life. He'll fill you with his Holy Spirit, and your life will never be the same. Your life will never be the same. See, I had the privilege of growing up in a Christian household. A lot of people say that I had friends who were pastor's kids, and they would always come call me, and we would complain together sometimes, like, man, I don't like my parents being pastors. Honestly, now that I'm 32 years old, I'm so grateful that I grew up not with parents who were alcoholics, not with parents that were pot smokers, not with parents who had a dad who was out there cheating on my mom, or my mom was cheating on my dad. I had the privilege of growing up in a home where they understood that God was their controller. God was their director of their life. And although I didn't like some of the decisions they made for me, amen? Although I didn't like some of the decisions they made for me, hey, can I play basketball tonight? No, you're going to go to church tonight. But dad, you're going to go to church tonight. But listen, you want to live here? You're going to go to church tonight. I had no choice. But I'm so glad that I had parents who did that for me. Amen. So I'm telling you guys are honored. If you guys don't have parents who serve God, you guys have awesome pastors who love the Lord. And they're your spiritual parents. Amen. Pastor Drew, Pastor Tamara, they're your spiritual parents. And they're going to make choices for you. Or not make, they're going to like encourage you to make certain choices. Just like my dad made me choose some choices that I didn't want to. They're going to tell you guys, do this, do that. I'm telling you guys, just do what they tell you to do. Amen. If you don't like it, that's because your flesh doesn't want it. But your spirit's saying, yes, listen, 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 listen. Listen, listen, listen. Tell the person next to you, listen, listen, listen. Amen. All right, cool. Now I could start, all right? I have like another 45 minutes to go, so hang tight. Oh, yeah. See, that's awesome. I'm just kidding. I'm not going 45 minutes, but listen up. There's a really awesome parable in Luke, and we're going to go and read it right now. And this is one of my favorite stories as a kid because I could just picture, I just pictured like the Mickey Mouse. I watched Mickey Mouse when I was a kid. But like Pluto and when he dresses up, like, I'm just going to read it, all right? So we're going to go to Luke. Then it says, and all the tax collectors, everybody say tax collectors. And the who? And the who? Sinner, that's weird, huh? See, all the tax collectors and all the sinners, they drew near to him. To who? Jesus. To Jesus. See, Jesus was into people. He wasn't into saved people. He was into sinners and tax collectors. He was into prostitutes. He was into alcoholics. He was into people who weren't church people. Amen? That's one of the points that Pastor Drew gave on Sunday. What was the first point? We have to love unchurched people. We have to love people that don't come to church. See, sometimes people like come into church and they have blue crazy hair and short skirts, and people like freak out, like, oh my gosh, this is a church. Don't freak out. They're unchurched people. They don't know better. I remember when I grew up and I was going to church and these girls would come in with their like quinceañera dresses. Anybody know what quinceañera is? They'd come with like their party dresses, but that's to them. They wanted to look the nicest for the Lord. They just didn't know better. Does that make sense? And ladies would freak out like, oh my gosh, they're showing their legs. Oh. But see, we can't freak out. God, with time, as they come to church and they see you guys who are the example, amen. Everybody say the example. That have been transformed and your mind has been transformed because you've renewed your mind through the word of God. See, they'll start to realize, oh, maybe this dress is really nice, but not for church. Maybe rocking these shirts that say like, you know, like Slipknot and all this stuff is maybe that's not for church. But see, we don't have to come and say, oh, brother, that shirt, you know. That's not our job. Our job is just to love. See, Jesus hung out with these people and he just loved them and he just shared his heart with them. And the sinners and the tax collectors, their lives would be like transformed forever. Amen. It says that they drew near to him to hear him. See, Jesus was interesting, amen? And the Pharisees, the church people sometimes, amen? And the scribes complained saying, this man, Jesus, receives sinners and eats with them. See, a lot of people take this scripture out of context sometimes. And they say, well, I'm going to go to the club and have a couple brews with my friends because, you know, Jesus chilled with the sinners and he ate with them. Nuh-uh. If you want to go to Denny's with them and hang out with them and be an example to them, do that. If you want to go play some golf or play some baseball or something that's clean and fun, amen? Everybody say clean and fun. You could do that with them. However, if you feel like your attitude is changing a little bit because you're hanging out with these people too much, then you should start to think, oh, am I being an influence to them or are they being an influence to me? See? See, but Jesus wasn't influenced by these people. He was the influence, amen? So he speaks to them and he's sharing this parable to them saying, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he loses one, of them does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? He's saying there's 100. One gets lost. Just one. Just one. And he says, you know what? That one is not worth it to me. I'm going to stay with the 99 because if I leave the 99, if I go over here and get this one, they might tax me for my 99. See, but I really believe pastors, and back then, they hung out with their sheep every day. They were like, those were his friends or her friends. All day, he probably named all of them. To us, they just look like 100 sheep. But he knew them by name. I'm just saying, Jesus said, the Bible says that God knows every hair that's on your head. He names every star. He's into detail. There's 100. He knew all of them. Becky. That one, oh, that's, I'm trying to think of people that are not in our church. Sally, that one, Jennifer. I'm sorry, if there's Jennifer in this room, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to compare you, but that, just, you guys get the point. That's French fry. That one over there is lettuce. I'm just saying fruit names. That one's over there is plum, you know. Where's? Guy Diamond. Where's Prince Poppy? Princess Poppy. Where's Princess? And just think about where. And he's freaking out. He's probably counting them, putting them away. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 99. Where's my one? Where's my one? Where's my one? Have you ever lost something that you really love? Like, and you freak out. You turn your house upside down just to find that one thing. And then you just pray, Lord, like my grandma used to do, Lord, help me find my teeth. I can't find my teeth. Oh, yeah, I left them right there. Thank you, Lord. She would always do that. But he leaves. It says, look, and when he has found it, check it out. He goes and looks for his missing one. When he finds it, he lays it on his shoulders. And he's rejoicing. He's probably crying like, thank you, Lord, I found it. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends. His friends and neighbor are like, dude, why are you celebrating just you're crazy. A lamb, you're crazy. He says to them, rejoice with me. Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. That's awesome. That's a great example of Jesus. That should be our example. Hey, I have 100 things that I have to do in life. I have work. I have my kids. I have my wife. I have bills to pay. I have all these things to do. But I'm going to take time to go look for one person to bring to church. I'm going to go call one of my friends that needs the Lord. And I'm just going to, once he comes, I want to rejoice. It says, I say to you that likewise, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner. Everybody say one sinner. Who repents. Than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. See, I love you guys being at church every Wednesday. But this is what the Bible says. If you bring one person who's a sinner, who does not know Jesus and accepts Jesus, Jesus is more happy for this one person, don't get offended, than all of you guys. Because you guys already found the treasure, Jesus. And we have to party too, like, hey, I already have this treasure. Amen? See, I'm going to read a couple stories, and I'm going to be done real soon. But check this out. If you go to Matthew chapter 14, verse 13 through 16, it says this, that when Jesus heard it, everybody say, when Jesus heard it. We're going to go back to that. He departed from there by a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the multitudes heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities. And when Jesus went and he saw the great multitude, everybody say the great multitude, he was moved with compassion for them and he healed their sick. See, Jesus heard something. Go back to the first verse that we read. He heard something. And honestly, I never knew this until recently. And I was talking to Joel about it. Jesus heard this and he departed from there. He left wherever he was at and he went into a deserted place. You know what he heard, guys? He found out that his cousin, everybody say his cousin. His cousin John the Baptist had been decapitated. Jesus grew up with John. They were cousins. They were family. They loved each other. Jesus loved his cousin. They probably grew up playing together, making stuff together, going to the park together, hanging out together. They would go to each other's birthdays. Think about that stuff. Just make it real personal. They texted each other all day. Who knows? I'm just trying to relate it to us. And he heard that this wicked, wicked, wicked lady had requested for John the Baptist's head to be decapitated and be brought in a silver platter to her. When Jesus heard that, it says that he departed from there by boat to a deserted place by himself. Have you ever felt crappy? Has anybody ever hurt you and you don't want nothing to do with people and you just want to separate yourselves and you're there in your misery for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks or days? I don't know. I've been pretty depressed before and I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to talk to people about the Lord because I don't even feel like I could share about the Lord because I feel sadness and sorrow in my heart. Has anybody ever been there? See, people think that Jesus was supernatural, but he was a human like you and I. He felt emotions like you and I. He felt stress like you and I. He felt pain like you and I. And he's in this deserted place, and it says that people love to be around Jesus because he did great things. And it says that he moved to this deserted place. And it says, but, everybody say, but. When the multitudes heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities. And when Jesus went out and he saw a great multitude, he was moved with compassion and he started doing what he did best. He wasn't moved by his emotions. He wasn't moved of what he had just heard. He wasn't moved that he felt sorrow and pain and bitterness. And probably, I don't know if he, what he felt against these people who hurt his cousin John and killed his cousin John. He was moved by compassion, saying, you know what? There's a room filled with people. There's a, well, there was in a room. There's a deserted place filled with people that need me right now. So I'm going to move past what I'm feeling right now. And I'm going to start fulfilling what the Father, my Father, wants me to do. See, God wants to remind you tonight. He understands that that people go through times. The Bible says that in this world, there will be affliction, but we have to trust. Jesus has already overcome the world. He's our only example. I can't be your example because I'll be a hypocrite to stand up here and say, yeah, I ministered to somebody when I was going through tough times. I haven't. But Jesus is our great example. And when you're feeling like crap and you don't want to do anything, you don't want to get up, you don't want to shower, you don't want to do anything because you're so upset, we have to just remind ourselves about Jesus. Hey, Jesus, when his cousin died, when they killed it, not he didn't die, they killed his cousin. He was moved by compassion and not by emotions. And he started to fulfill God's plan for his life. And that was to bring restoration, to bring redemption. Amen? Many Christians, guys, many people in the church have thrown their towel and have gave up on their calling because of what the outside circumstances have done to their calling and their life. We have one last story. You guys are enjoying this? Are you guys learning something? Amen. I'm almost done. We'll go to Mark chapter 5, and again, we see example after example. If you read all of Mark chapter 5, you'll see three different stories. Jesus gets off the boat. There's a possessed person in the house, in some graves. He's crazy. He comes to Jesus. Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. Amen. and he comes, and this guy runs to him, and God delivers him from a legion of demons. You guys know what a legion of demons are, right? A lot, like a lot. What's a legion, like 1,000? A lot more. But I want to go to, we're going to go to verse, because this is where I'm going to end. Yeah, guys. Another hour. We're in the first floor, but you guys know Eutychus? If you guys don't know Eutychus, then go read your Bible, okay? Who was preaching, Pastor Paul? Peter was, right? Paul. Oh, Paul was. Paul was preaching for like hours. Yeah. I was with my sister-in-law the other day on Monday, and we were talking about her boyfriend grew up in a similar church that I grew up in, where like the preachers would go on for like 3-4 hours, depending on how the Holy Spirit moved. Amen. And I remember my dad would never let me sleep in church. Amen. But there were certain preachers where he'd be like, hey, son, you want to take a little nap? Take a little nap. Because these guys would go forever, ever, 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 ever. Like, he'd be like, all right, I have one more point. And that point went on for like 3 hours. Well, in the Bible, there's this guy, Apostle Paul's preaching one of these long sermons. And there's this kid, Eutychus, falls asleep, and he falls off the second story. And he dies. But then Paul comes downstairs and prays for him, and he's lifted. You know, he's resurrected from the dead, amen? So don't be a Eutychus. Yeah, and then he went back to preaching. It says, the Bible says that he went back up and they started up again, amen? I'm sure Eutychus sat at a different chair this time. All right, check it out. So we're going to start Mark chapter 5, and we're going to go to verse 21, okay? It says, now when Jesus had crossed over again by boat to the other side, a great multitude gathered to him. See, Jesus was into great multitudes. He was into, like, being around a lot of people because he cared about people. Amen? And it says, and he was by the sea. And behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, when Jairus saw him, he fell at his feet and begged him earnestly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, that she may be healed, and she will live. See, Jesus was around all these people, and these people were important. But this little girl mattered to him because lives matter to Jesus. Amen? So he dropped everything he was doing, and he went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him. Now, there's another little side story here, and you guys all know this, so we're going to skip that. There's a woman with the issue of blood, amen? And she makes her way all the way up to Jesus, and she touches Jesus, and we don't know the story. Jesus stops what he's doing because people matter. I said, because people matter. Yeah. And he addresses her one-to-one. See, God wasn't into just like, okay, people could just touch me and they could be healed. He wanted to have a one-on-one encounter with them. Yeah. Yeah. Amen? See, don't ever get too famous or too cool for people. Like, okay, I'm a leader now. All right, say hi to people. No, stop. Address people by their name. Amen? Hey, Anthony, what's up, brother? Hey, man, I love your rap. Amen, God is good. Hey, I love your hat. And you don't have to be fake about it, you know? People know when fake is fake and when real is real, right? Hey, Miranda, what's up? It's so great to see you. Hey, you know me, right? Was that real or fake?
That's fake.
That was fake. Hey, brother, what's up, man? I like your hair. Was that real or fake? That was real. Yeah. Amen? Hey, man. Hey, nice shirt, man. Real or fake? Stand up and show them your shirt, brother. Yeah. All right. Settle down. See, this guy, Jairus, how do you say his name again? Jairus. Jairo, in Spanish is Jairo. And I'm almost done. We're going to stop here. But check it out. Jairo, everybody say Jairo. Jairus. See, look, it says that he was a great ruler. He was a great leader in the synagogue. He had a really high position in the church. Amen? When he heard that his daughter was really sick, he didn't care about leaving his position. He said, you know what? I have other people in the church that can help me, but I need to tend to my daughter that really needs me right now. See, people are willing to move when it's somebody that they really love. Amen? People are willing to do things and sacrifice and do crazy, crazy, crazy things when it's somebody that they love. Have you ever seen, when I fell in love with Chanel, just settle down. I'd drive to her house with like, I'd pray, Lord, like I put in $2.75 of gas. Lord, I'm just going to make it to her house. And we spend time together. And then I'd pray that I could make it back home with my $2.75. Amen. She'd bake cakes for me. She'll do all these crazy things for me. Write cards and take pictures. See, when you fall in love or you have love for something, you'll do crazy things. You'll do radical and crazy things. Amen. See, this guy Jairus, he loved his daughter. He loved his daughter. He was willing to leave his position at the church wherever he was at. To go home and take care of this situation. I don't know how long he had to travel to find Jesus to bring him to his house, but I'm sure it took him some time to go find Jesus. But see, he left his position. He left where he was at because his daughter mattered. Amen? His daughter mattered. And Jesus knew it all. He's awesome. He understood, man, this guy traveled to find me, to go and pray for his daughter. I need to leave this multitude and go pray for his daughter. He's into people. See, sometimes we're so busy with stuff. If it's not your mom or your sister or your girlfriend or your husband or your wife going through like some struggles and you don't really, well, that's not my problem. It's not my family. See, Jesus could have said, well, hey, that's your daughter, bro. Handle it. Pray for her. Jesus knew this guy's heart. He knew that he loved his daughter. He knew he had faith. He put his faith, he put all his money on Jesus, saying, God, I believe, just come and pray for my daughter. Amen? You got, see, we as a church, we have to do the same thing. We have to do the same thing. It's not just your family. Yes, it is your family. There's how many people have family members who aren't coming to church? Think about it like this. And this is where I wanted to end. This young girl was dying physically. She was dying physically, and there was an urgency in the father to find Jesus to come pray for his daughter. How many people are dying, but not physically, but spiritually? What are we doing? Are we being like this man, Jairo? Are we saying, Lord, you know what? I'm gonna leave my busyness to find. We already have Jesus. Amen. People matter. People are important. I thank God for Pastor Paul. Pastor Paul invited me to this church. If you guys didn't know that, you guys know that now. I grew up in church, yes. I told you guys my little testimony of growing up in church, but I met Pastor Paul at our Rancho High School. I was there for a job. I was there to coach basketball. I coached basketball for 1 year. My job changed because Pastor Paul spoke to me about his church. Amen? If it wasn't for this church and me quitting the basketball job, this is crazy how God works. I wouldn't be around this area so much because I'm not from Pico. I'm from East LA, Los Angeles. That's where I used to hang out. I started hanging out in this church. I started hanging out and meeting people from the Whittier area. One of my friends that I met from the Whittier area, her sister was Chanel's best friend. I was invited to a little birthday party. I met Chanel. All because Pastor Paul spoke to me, and that kind of changed my like destiny, if I could say. Not my destiny, but God's plan for me. I met Chanel. We got married. If Pastor Paul doesn't have the courage to invite me to his church, I don't know if I would even be with Chanel. Where's it? Now I have Andy. Now I have Isaac. I can't see myself without Isaac and Andy and my wife. Now we have Pastor George and Lydia here. I was just getting there. I was going to my dad's church in Montebello, and then I was coming to church here. I was going back and forth all the time. God opened up a door. They started coming here. They started pastoring here. Amen? Now all these other people, brand new people at Esperanza who needed a good church. You get me? See, when Jesus, he lived 33 years. He started his ministry at 30 years old. In 3 years, he changed all of us. He changed all of this world. In 3 years, all he did was disciple, love people, and made sure that people understood that they mattered to him. If you really go back in history and you start to see, like, where do hospitals come from? Where do, like, universities come from? Where do, places where old people could not... See, back then, people didn't honor old people. They just wanted them to, like, they're just a waste of time. They're old. Let them die. That's true. When Jesus came, he revolutionized all that. Every life mattered. Old, young, sick, females, males, blacks, whites, everything. He changed it all. Amen? See, my little testimony, my life is just a little testimony of all the things that God's blessed me with because Paul shared. We could go back and trace it. It's like a family tree. Who reached out to Pastor Paul to come to Hope? An advertisement online that Pastor Drew and Pastor Tamara put out. Amen? If they didn't sit with him ever and saw that his love for people and his love for ministry, and for them to say, if they weren't obedient to what God was saying and they were into people, this church wouldn't be here. If we could go way back to whoever built this church, people who built this church knew that lives mattered and that they needed to make a place and give their money and give their time where you and I one day would be sitting here. There's going to be a day where I'm not here anymore. We won't be here anymore. Either Jesus comes back again or we die because of old age fulfilling God's plan. What are we going to leave for my grandkids and for my grand-grandkids and for their kids and for their kids? They're going to say, you know what? Somebody, I could just imagine little Isaac preaching up here one day saying, you know what? My dad, my grandpa, they taught the word of God and they love people. You know, if you could read a good book, Dr. Armstrong has an awesome book, and this, he's leaving a righteous legacy. What legacy are we going to leave? Jesus left his, Paul left his, you know? So I'm just speaking to you guys from the bottom of my heart today. None of us here are perfect. None of the leaders here are perfect. We've had our slip-ups. We've had our ups and downs. But we're here because we love people. We're here because our pastors love people. And our vision from this church, honestly, one of our basic things that we stand for is that people matter. People matter. You guys matter. All of you guys matter. So don't ever let the devil come and lie to you guys and say that you guys don't matter. Don't ever let the enemy come, and if Pastor Drew's busy and he sees you and he goes like this, hey, brother, and he keeps walking. Says, hey, Pastor Drew didn't spend time saying hi to me, and he didn't call me by my first name. Trust me, give him the benefit of the doubt. He loves you, or else he wouldn't be here. You tell the devil, man, you know what? Shut your mouth. I matter. I'm God's little baby. And Pastor Drew's here because he loves me. I come to this church because my pastors love me. People are sometimes easily offended and they take off because Pastor Tamara didn't address him or because Isaac didn't say hi to them or, oh, he didn't know me by my first name. Trust me. Amen? Amen? Amen. Amen.